I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Every summer, the Shawnee Theater tries to include at least one dark thriller in their schedule. And this year, it's Frankenstein, directed by our guest Kevin Guthridge. Kevin, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Each year, in fact, you do include a dark thriller. I was trying to think about some of the ones you've had in the past. Sometimes they've been a little lighter than this particular offering.
Yeah, that's true. We did Dracula a few years ago, and we also did Wolfman of Greene County, which was certainly a little bit lighter than what this is.
R.N. Stanberg's play follows the tradition of the great 1931 film with Boris Karloff as the monster, but it's actually closer to the original novel by Mary Shelley.
Yes, it's a lot more like the novel. It's almost like he took all the subtext out of the novel and put it into this particular script. And you know, that's the challenge of this show is a lot of what people think of when they think of Frankenstein. I would say 90% of the impression comes from a big green monster with bolts in his neck and not so much out of what the novel was originally meant to be. But this script adheres to the novel pretty well.
Interesting the way it works with the love affair with Frankenstein and his stepsister in the family, that kind of a close relationship there. The feeling really that in some ways the monster is kind of his ill-begotten child.
Yeah, very much so. That's the way the monster sees him as his father and feels rejected by him, and that's really what spawns the entire story. And what drives it.
One of the features of any production of a dark thriller has to be some of the special effects. Tell us a little bit about some of the technical aspects of this production.
Well, this show is very light-heavy, and it's extremely sound-heavy. And I will also be designing the sound for this show as well, and probably composing like I usually do at least three or four pieces for this show to create the effects that we need. And the show is set up in a series of 33 scenes over two acts, and about every other scene or so is sort of a dream sequence. And they're very different from the reality. So the key to this show is overloading the dream sequences with as much sound and light and effects as we possibly can, and allowing the regular real scenes, the reality scenes, to just sort of happen.
Sound, light, both heavy in this particular production. At the same time, quite a job for the costumer in terms of period and in terms of effect.
We're going with our own approach here. Now, everyone usually kind of takes this in a different way. It doesn't necessarily set it at the same time period that the novel is. You could assume that, but you could also assume that it's set in the future if you really wanted to. No, we're not going that route, but we are kind of going with a kind of a rusted metal industrial belts and straps sort of feel. So I think it's going to be very interesting. I want to go with something that maybe is a little bit different than a lot of folks might think coming in the door.
Something a little bit different. The Shawnee Theater's production of Frankenstein, directed by our guest Kevin Guthridge. It opens on the 21st, plays the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in the evening, and then there's the matinee on the 24th at the Shawnee Theater, 4 Furnace Road, Bloomfield, Indiana. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.